Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from the news desk at the North Pole. I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for North Pole Radio News. The Weather Center at North Pole Flight Command is a very busy place at this hour, as weather concerns all over the world have meteorologists here hopping. None is busier than the head weather elf himself, Elf Seymour Snow. Seymour is here with an update of North Pole weather conditions. Seymour, how does it look for the North Pole this year?
Oh, it's a traditional forecast, Holly. We see snow this afternoon, followed by more snow in the evening, and then even more snow dumping on us right around the time Santa launches.
How much snow? Is this an aggressive storm?
We expect maybe 3 or 4 is all.
3 or 4 inches? That doesn't sound too bad.
Oh, 3 or 4 feet, Holly. Not unusual at all for Christmas Eve at the North Pole.
Oh, my. How would that affect things for Santa's launch?
Well, there's not much we can do about it, Holly. Santa places Rudolph's nose on high and launches real fast. Once he's in the air, it's just a matter of fighting the hurricane-force winds, which is no big deal with 9 powerful reindeer. It's a bigger deal for the snow removal teams on the ground, Holly.
Okay, Seymour. Keep us posted. From the North Pole, where it wouldn't be Christmas Eve without whiteout conditions, I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.